Kentucky real estate headlines, Kentucky property records search, owners, deeds, permits. Check property records in Kentucky, find owner info, search permits and purchase history, look up deed, tax, loan and lien records, and much more. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, KentuckyKentucky.PropertyChecker.com/. Kentucky real estate headlines. What permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky? Yes, you need a permit to build a house in Kentucky. Whether you are constructing a traditional home or a barn dominium, obtaining the necessary permits is a crucial step to ensure your project complies with local building codes and relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, buildmax.com/ what permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky/. Kentucky real estate headlines. Franklin County PVA website, resource for KY property valuations. The Franklin County Property Valuation Administrator maintains an official website at franklincountypva.com for property assessment information. KY real estate professionals rely on PVA data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and comparable sales in Franklin County transactions. Bookmark franklincountypva.com/ for quick access to Franklin County property records and assessment appeals. Kentucky real estate headlines. Joshua R. Hardy, Warren County PVA, missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, warrenkypva.com/. Kentucky real estate updates, KY Property Valuation Administrator's directory available online. The Kentucky Property Valuation Administrator's website provides access to county-level property assessment information across the state. Real estate professionals can use this resource to verify property valuations, understand local assessment practices, and support client transactions with accurate tax and valuation data. Bookmark ht/qpublic.net/cash/kypvas/ for quick access to county PVA contacts and property records. Kentucky real estate updates. Kenton County PVA KY official website. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, h/www.kentonpva.org/Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Building permits, planning and development services of Kenton County, online application portal for all permits. All building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications may be submitted using the PDS online submission portal. This straightforward process can help you save time and effort, relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, adsfateliwservices.com/building-permit/. Kentucky real estate updates. KY Realtor Commissions edge below national average at 5.66%. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found Kentucky's average real estate commission rate is 5.66%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. For Kentucky real estate professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive expectations and positions the state as marginally more affordable for sellers than the broader market. Review how your current commission structure compares to this statewide figure, listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission/Kentucky/. Kentucky real estate updates. Kentucky real estate commission, relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, /kentucky.gov. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Jefferson County PVA, Jefferson County Property Search Form, relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, jeffersonpva.ky.gov/property-search/. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. The Average Louisville Real Estate Commission, 2026 Update. Our February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.66% is the average real estate commission rate in Kentucky. Learn how Louisville Real Estate Commission works and how you can save on realtor fees. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, ht/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/kentucky/louisville. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Building codes and permits. Code enforcement performs building permit reviews under the Kentucky Residential Code and the Kentucky Building Code, which is the International Residential Code and International Building Code with Kentucky amendments, relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source, http://w.hendersonke.gov/96-building-codes-permits. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing, even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. A five-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KY jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns,